impressive, 0-0.
Oh, I mean, I say to the players, this is at half time, I says, well, this is what you, this is the type of game you want. You've only had 45 minutes this year. I think Hibs have had two or three players. They didn't make their subs till late on, really on the game. I think they only made about three or four. We've made nine. We brought young boys into the fray there at the end, and they never let us down. They just, in fact, I think we improved as the game went on, and it's a great workout. There was some really, really good performance. I thought Shawnee Byrne had a good second half. I thought maybe Spencey did well when he came on Drummond. I thought Andy Stirling was excellent the first half, and big Gregor at the back looks very solid. So, and Skulls was just different class. I've got to say, he made a couple of saves in the second half that I thought, which shows is great that he could, because it was due to mistakes, you know, it wasn't due to maybe Hibs cutting us up. Pagey's not had the best of starts coming on, because he's got his feet in a tangle and let the boy go through, and Skulls has saved it, and the next time he's lost the flight of the ball, and the boy's got through and Skulls has saved it. So you don't want to be, but that's where they make mistakes, when it doesn't matter. Get them out and get the rustiness out, and you know, but there was a lot of really good performances. And the big thing for me is, coming round the start of the season, if that's the way it's going to go, there's going to be a hell of a competition for places, and reputations will only get you in the team that's going to be performances. And I've got to say, there was Ryan Williamson tonight, excellent. Spence, as I say, Shawnee Byrne, but there was some good performances first half. I thought Josh was starting to, considering he's missed a lot with tonsillitis. Andy Geegan's missed a lot. So there's boys who didn't look at their sharpest, but there's reasons for that, because they've missed a lot of training. But they'll be buzzing with time very shortly when the season comes ready to start. So it's looking good for Dunfermline in terms of the squad. I feel stronger. I feel sorry for Michael tonight. He's maybe didn't get the support or get the chances that he was looking for, but he just nearly pulled it off near the end there. It created the, you see, but I'm confident he'll get goals, and he showed some nice touches at times as well. So, but that's the concern now. Faye's got injured tonight. Ryan Wallace is going to take a wee while to get back to his best because of the time he's been out. And Alan Smith, he's recovering as well from last year's illness and niggly injury. So that's an area we need to.
What was
to hope we can
improve.
Yeah,
he seemed to slip on the.
He tried to keep the ball in, and it's not the grass. You see the Astro, just it was wet and like slimy, you know. And he's went like that, and just it just slipped. But the physio thinks it's nothing serious. Be a bit sore and tight, but we think he'll be all right in a couple of days. So
and was it always the plan to give Ryan a bit of time tonight? Did he get longer than you were? Ryan Wallace.
He was supposed to just come on for 45 minutes the second half, so he was only 45. Off for. So I gave him. He came on what, about 10 minutes? 7 minutes?
7 minutes.
So he's had the whole half and another 10 minutes. So he got a wee bit more than we thought, and even though he was feeling all right, that's the time to take him off, because he's as I say, he's not done a lot of games and things like
could
that.
Could he be up to speed by the start of the season, or is that too
well? That's
soon,
that's up to him, and we'll, you know, the games are there. I think he'll, you know, I think he'll. I don't think he'll be at his best or at his sharpest. I think it'll take him a few weeks, but it's good to have him back. And you know, there's no doubt between now and the start of the first game, he'll get better and quicker and sharper and fitter. So we're working on the training ground, because he's not been able to do a lot of that. Well, he's done more than I expected. So you know, the squad's looking great. I think they're you know, we've had a decent wee start there with that wee competition at the weekend, and some good performances. And I thought it was some good performance tonight. And you know, we've got a result out of it tonight, and. You know, we've made Hibs, and Hibs were decent tonight. I thought they looked sharp in movement. They've got some good experienced players. They're impressing their new manager. So they're there a lot to play for. So it's a credit to us that we, with the number of changes that we made, that we come out and got a result against them. So, but it was all about, it's not about the result, it's about what we get out of it, and we got loads out of it tonight for the players. That's a better than any training session that you can put on.
Alan Stubbs has just praised Dunfermline for the competitive nature of the game. That must be pleasing.
Yeah, well, we're, you know, that's something we have to instill in them, that we're going to be a target this year for for everybody, because we're a full-time club and a big-name club and everything. So we know teams are going to be competitive against us, so we've got to get into that good habit. And it was nice of you to say that, because we have to be when you're playing against teams like Hibs. You know, if you're not competitive, they'll run out of the top of you. So that was a plus for us tonight. And I thought we played some really good stuff, particularly in the second half. I thought we were, you know, and I thought, as I say, near the end there, I thought, if anything, we were looking like we were going to score in the last 10 minutes with a couple of great deliveries at free kicks and a couple of balls bouncing about the box that should have been somebody on the end of them. But we're saving them up for when it's right.
Great.
All right. Yep.